l'histoire de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Este sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Este about speculative fiction and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Este, I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm talking about The Passage by Justin Cronin. Now, the science fiction and fantasy world is dominated by trilogies. I've just finished the final book in the Passage series by Justin Cronin, which came out in 2016, but today I'd like to start at the beginning of the series and review the first book, The Passage, published in 2010 by Ballantine. The Passage starts with the story of a young girl named Amy. Abandoned by her mother at the age of six and living with nuns, she's chased down at a zoo by unknown men in black, and imprisoned in a high-security military facility where strange experiments are being held. Now, Amy sparks the paternal instincts of one of the men in black, Agent Woolgast. And when the experiments start to go horribly wrong, Woolgast does everything he can to save Amy and help her escape. But Woolgast can't stop the other prisoners escaping, and they unleash a virus on the rest of the world with catastrophic results. The virus, which was engineered in the lab to build invincible soldiers, has now created a race of superhuman immortals from 12 men that were removed from death row. It also turns people into vampires. Now, not your ordinary suave, cloak-wearing Count Dracula types, or your sparkly Twilight vampires, but proper scary vampires named virals. The virus spreads rapidly, infecting most of America, and Woolgast does what he can to protect Amy. But once again, Amy finds herself all alone and starts walking across America, the country now in a state of collapse. But somehow Amy knows she's the only person who can save the ruined world, and somehow she has managed to escape the chaos unscathed. Now the book jumps forward 100 years into the future and explores the new America, where the few survivors band together in a new settlement known as the Colony. They fight off the virals night after night with bright lights and high fences, and the colonists have built a life just like any other. When they're not fighting vampires, they're struggling with boredom, unrequited love, and just bringing up children. But as the years pass, their technology is wearing out, and the colonists must find other ways to hold back the virals. Someone must leave the compound and look for help. Now, this is an epic book, but Justin Cronin is a really skillful writer. He's a graduate of the prestigious Iowa Writers' Workshop, and he manages to blend literary fiction with a rollicking plot about vampires and apocalyptic societal collapses. Now, it's a long read, but the story is told from multiple viewpoints and historical eras, from the current day to the post-apocalyptic world of 100 years in the future of the colony. It's been compared to Stephen King's The Stand. However, The Passage grabbed me in a way that The Stand never did. To me, this story is about survival and love, ambition and fear. But it was the characters that hooked me and kept me going throughout the three books. There's the ethereal Amy, the ass-kicking Alicia, Woolgast, who reminded me of Mulder, and the simple and confused death row inmate named Carter. I have a guilty pleasure for family saga novels, you know, especially historical fiction, and The Passage reminded me of this type of book. It's long and sometimes rambling, as different plot lines and rabbit holes are followed, but Cronin takes the time to pursue the different characters and their stories in depth, sometimes for chapters at a time, but it's so well done. As I mentioned, The Passage is part one of the trilogy, followed by The Twelve and The City of Mirrors. And I rated The City of Mirrors as one of my favourite books of 2016, if you want to get all the way through the trilogy. So if you like vampires, post-apocalyptic survival stories, nice prose, and aren't scared by a book that's over 700 pages long, I can heartily recommend The Passage. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver à 2h du matin, les lundis, mercredis et vendredis, spécialement pour nos auditeurs internationaux, et à midi, les mardis et jeudis. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 a.m. CET, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. CET.